We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons on the Score.
Dribble drive. Smith from behind. Taken away by Levine. On the runway with a right-handed windmill slam dunk. Timeout Dallas on Zach attack.
As much volume as he has on the offensive end right now, as much as we're playing through him, he is growing on making the simple play and getting better with that. And it needs to continue. We just need to make the right play. But again, we've got to get the pace, we've got to get down the floor much better, and I put that on me.
Kendall Gill, wow!
The McNeil and Parkin Show on 670 The Score.
This hour on The Score brought to you by Pearl Mortgage. Go to PERLDavid.com. Yes, we will address, texters, one of the most intergalactically stupid things I've ever said on the radio.
And you're just warming up.
It's a long list.
Yeah, you've been here fewer than 2 years. You got a long way to go in the list of stupid things you'll say.
We will get to that, but now it's time for some Bulls talk with Kendall Gill, who we love talking Bulls with from NBC Sports Chicago. How's it going, Kendall?
It's going great, guys. How are you?
Outstanding, Kendall. Zach LaVine can score. Man, he can score. But
breaking news.
Yeah, it's difficult to find other reasons to enjoy this bunch, but they are making more of an effort defensively, at least.
Yeah, they're making more of an effort defensively. And, specifically, actually, Jabari has really improved defensively on his end against Cleveland. He held Colin Sexton twice in a crucial part of the game, and also Rodney Hood. He defended him, and he defended them both well. And, I think that that's one thing that Jabari has to realize. I need to play D in order for this team to be successful, especially right now when you have those four key guys out. You don't really have anybody that can cover up for you, so you have to do it yourself.
Yeah, how many minutes do you think Jabari is in danger of losing when Markkanen and Portis come back?
Oh, God, he's a good portion. He's still going to play. I think that now when those guys come back, that Jabari is probably best served coming off of the bench. At first, I wasn't with that. But now that I've seen him come off of the bench and do really well offensively against other teams, opposing teams' benches, I think that he could be just like as effective as Bobby Portis comes off the bench.
But you're seeing that he is at least getting his head around some defensive concepts and has shown a willingness to do so. I don't know if he has the same approach for his fitness level, but I would love to see the cat get in the weight room and lose some of that rubber on his shoulders and arms. I don't know if that's something that appeals to him or not.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think that that's Jabari's body type. Maybe even if he lifted weights, his body might still even be that way. But what I'm concerned about is, one, whether he can stay healthy, and two, whether his conditioning is at the point where he can run up and down the court. Now, I know that he came into camp and he wasn't in really good shape, but now he's starting to round into shape, and you're starting to see that he can play extended minutes. And I hope that he continues that. I don't know if you guys saw the game against New Orleans when Jabari didn't run back on defense. But
I did.
Fred immediately called a timeout, went right up to Jabari, and, told him, listen, we can't tolerate that. And the very next game, you saw that improvement in Jabari. So he does listen, and he is coachable. Let's just hope that he can continue to carry it out.
Yeah, I'm worried about his attitude, Kendall. And I don't care if he blows off the media post game occasionally, but
yeah, we're not worth talking to most of the time.
Just a bunch of talking heads. But like but once Markkanen comes back and Portis comes back, like, he's absolutely gonna have his minutes cut, and he's absolutely gonna have to come off the bench. And he bristled at that notion before the season, before anyone got on him for his defense or not running back or any of that. So I'm worried about his attitude more than anything else.
Yeah, and you don't want to lose him because you still want him to be an effective part of the team. But, he has to know his role. You know, just like Jimmy Butler has to know his role now going with the 76ers. He's not really going to be the top dog because those guys, Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, are going to be the top dogs over there now. You know, and I think that's the same way that Jabari has to approach it. And listen, you know, Bobby Portis wanted to start last year, but he found his niche coming off the bench. And to me, possibly was one of the best players in the league coming off of the bench. And I think that Jabari can do the same thing.
Since you brought it up, do you think Jimmy's got it in him to be the second banana or the third wheel?
I think that on that team, Batman and Robin have already been established. The Alfred position is open. So I think that that's what Jimmy is going to have to settle for, because those are two young guys that this team, they're the cornerstones of the team. And, you know, now that they trade for Jimmy, which I think is a very good trade for the Philadelphia 76ers, I think it makes them, gets them closer to Boston and gets them closer to the Toronto Raptors. But I think that their success really is on Jimmy Butler's shoulders and how well he blends in with those two guys.
Alfred is the Butler, Jimmy Butler. That's very well done, Kendall.
That's very clever.
That is very, very well done.
Thanks, guys. And I didn't think of that. It came off the top of my head.
Well, you should use that again.
No, run with it.
That was very, very well done. I find myself conflicted watching the Bulls right now because I really do think that a core of Carter and Markkanen and LaVine – with Dunn in some role, I don't think he's a starting point guard on a great team, but he's clearly a rotational guard on a good team. Like, I think that's a really good four, but the team that they're trotting out now because of all of the injuries feels like kind of a waste of time. How are you juggling that in terms of taking anything away of substance from these games that we're watching now where we're not really watching the players who are going to matter long term?
Right. Well, the one thing that I look at in most games, I look at whether Wendell Carter, how well he has improved on defense, how well he has come along offensively. At the beginning of the season, I think he was a bit tentative on the offensive end because he didn't want to step on any of the veterans' toes. Well, he had 18 points against the Golden State Warriors, and then I think a light bulb went off and said, listen, hey, if I can score 18 against the world champs, I can do it against anybody. And you guys have noticed since that game, he's been looking for a shot. He's been knocking it down. I am really impressed with the way that he has come along. The second thing I look for is the maturity of Zach LaVine being a top-level scorer in this league and being an all-star. I think he's playing at an all-star level right now, and I anticipate that he will continue to play like this. He had 7 turnovers last night, but that's because, you know, he had the basketball in his hands most of the time, and defenses now are keying on him. They know the guy averages 27 points a game now. So, you know, well, how do you beat the Bulls? Well, you got to stop their main scorer, and that's what they've been doing. But I think that Zach is continuing to grow, and I think that he's going to be a perennial all-star.
Kendall Gill with us on The Score with McNeil and Parkins talking Bulls losers last night at the UC. And in the fourth quarter, Kendall, Stacey King was pointing out the absence of communication, and he was referring specifically to Wendell Carter Jr. How do you think he's progressed as both a defender and as a player with the ball in his hands?
I think that he has progressed a great deal. You know, at the beginning of the season, as I said before, he didn't want to shoot the basketball, but then after he gets to 18 against the Golden State Warriors, the guy wants to shoot the basketball. I had no idea he had an offensive skill set like he does. I mean, he possesses a jump hook on the right-hand side, a jump hook on the left-hand side, a nice jump shot, can knock down the three occasionally. And defensively, and I said this on Twitter, I think that he is the best defensive player on the Bulls right now at 19 years old. You look at the way that he can guard players out on the perimeter at 6'10", and then he's a rim protector, shot blocker, and he plays great position defense. And the one thing I like about his block shots, he's from the old school, like Bill Russell used to do. When he doesn't swatch a shot out of bounds, he blocks it, then gets it back so that your team can get that possession.
Yeah, he tips it instead of blocking it full force.
He tips it.
I want to follow up on what you said about Zach LaVine and perennial all-star. How do you see him adjusting to, I assume he won't be the primary scorer when Lowry comes back. Do you see him now as the Bulls' primary offensive weapon?
He's always, in my mind, he's always been the Bulls' primary scorer. And here's the reason. Because he has the basketball in his hands, Lowry is going to be the secondary scorer because, one, Zach is going to have the ball most of the time, or Zach or Chris Dunn will have the basketball most of the time. And Zach is an aggressive offensive player. He's always looking for a shot. How Lowry is going to have to get his shots, Fred is going to have to call pick and rolls for him, call set plays for him, and he's going to have to go and get the offensive glass. That's how he's going to get his points. That's why he's going to be secondary.
That's interesting because I guess I've always been operating under the assumption that Lowry's going to be the best player on this team, like of the guys currently here. Do you not feel that way?
No, I think that Zach is going to be the best player on this team.
Wow.
Because, you know, he possesses the athleticism. He, to me, has the first quick, the quickest first step in the league right now. He can really handle the basketball as a two guard. You can put him at the one, you can put him at the two. And defensively, he is going to come along. Look, I really like Lauri Markkanen. I think that he's going to be a great player. I think that the Bulls might have two all-stars on their hands, you know, perennially. But when it comes down to just raw, natural skill, I think that Zach is going to be the guy to lead this team and be the best player going forward.
I got one more thought on that. Our texters want to know what you're eating.
I'm getting hungry.
Is it delicious?
It's really delicious, guys. My son's, you know, I take him to 7-Eleven after school a couple of days a week, and it's candy day. So my son just gave me some sour gummy worms.
Well, oh, that's a good choice.
Yeah, those are delicious. Now you're making everybody joke.
I know you guys can hear me smacking on my candy.
Well, it's okay. I mean, you know, it's candy day with your son. It's understandable.
That's right.
So quickest first step in the league, like, how high of an offensive ceiling are we talking? Because I think there's been a little bit of Zach LaVine's been impressive. He's hitting his threes. He's going to the rim. He's getting to the line. He could be an all-star. But he's someone's got to score on a bad team. What do you think his offensive ceiling is, Kendall, in terms of a comp? What type of player are we talking about here?
I think his thing right now, I think he could average anywhere from 25 to 28 a game. You know, and here's the thing about him. He's not just shooting threes. He's getting to the line. And he's getting to the line at the clip of 8 or 9 a game. When a guy is athletic as Zach figures that out, then he's always going to be a 25-point-a-game scorer. You look at Jimmy Butler. When Jimmy went from about 18, 19 points a game one year all the way up to 24, 25 points a game. You know why he did that? Because he started going to the free throw line 8 or 9 times a game. He learned that from being in the Olympics with Carmelo Anthony and Kevin Durant and all those guys. Going to the free throw line, when you go to the free throw line and get fouled, it's the easiest way to score. That's why they call them free throws. It's free points.
I mean, that's just a recalibration of expectations, man. Like, Zach LaVine, can he be the best player on a title team? Can he be the best player on a great team?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we don't know. I hope so. You know, I hope that he continues to improve. He sure acts the part.
Yes,
know?
He does.
He has the confidence that he can lead this team to a championship. And, you know, that's the beginning when you think you can. You know, and I think that Zach has that belief and that mindset. I mean, you look at him in his interviews after games, especially when he loses, he's not a happy camper. And even when they win, he's always saying, well, I could have done this better or that better. You know, and I've been around him for a little while. The guy is always constantly trying to improve. And when you're a freaky athlete like he is and you have the hunger to improve, I always got to go with that guy is the guy that's going to take me to the promised land.
Kendall Gill from NBC Sports Chicago. We appreciate the time, man. Enjoy those gummy worms.
Thanks, Kendall.
All right, I will, guys. Thanks.
See ya. Don't spoil that son of yours taking him to 7-Eleven a couple times a week.
Says the guy with the big gulp Slurpee right here.
Yep, you're right about that.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.